Hi, it's Daddy and husband David Hamilton, and I want to talk to you about a few different things, and I'll make this into four different lessons. The first one is called Standing, and it's about our standing in God and who we are and why we are. And the next one is the next three are about the High Holy Days. The first of those three lessons is about Rosh Hashanah. The second is about Yom Kippur. And the third is about Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles. These three lessons are, and the standing before it, are really about who we are. And the three biggest holy days that the Jewish people celebrate and that are dictated by the Bible. So, without further ado, we have a special standing in God. That means that we have a place in his kingdom and in his house. We are adopted children, each one of us, not to our mommies and daddies necessarily, although many of us are adopted by our mommies and daddies, but we are adopted by God to be members of his family. And do you know who else is in God's family? Well, he is God. But he's also God's son, Jesus. And we also call him Yeshua or Yehoshua if we're pronouncing his name the way that the Jewish people used to pronounce it. It's Yehoshua, and it's the same as Joshua, and it's the same name means salvation. And so it is by this name that we are saved, Yehoshua. And we are brothers of Yahushua. We are his brothers and sisters because we've been adopted through our belief and our faith in God. And he, because we are his adopted children, he wants to teach us how to be better representatives. We've been called to represent God in this world. So he wants to teach us best how to do that. And in that interest, like being good children and having to learn how to keep our elbows off the table, we have to learn how to keep our elbows off of God's table. So he teaches us, and he corrects us, and he asks us to read his word and to pray to him and talk to him and see how he feels and help him to know how we feel. And then we get to be better children for God. And we are his favorite children. He treats us, each one, just like a favorite child. And he puts in us, along with Jesus, because Jesus needs a very special place to dwell, he puts his majesty in us, his kingliness, his royalty is in each one of us. And he shows us how to live up to that and how to be holy. Holy means set apart. And he teaches us how to be holy and set apart for him. And he gives us some gifts to help us to remember to do that. He gives us first his Holy Spirit, which talks to us. And sometimes we talk about our conscience and we know whether things are right or wrong. Sometimes we choose to do the right thing and sometimes we don't. And so he corrects us and he teaches us by correcting us not to do wrong things. Sometimes those are easy lessons and sometimes they're a little bit harder. You know, sometimes when you throw rocks up in the air and they come down and they land on your noggin, that is a hard lesson. But it's a good lesson that that's a bad thing to do, throwing those rocks up in the air. Sometimes lessons are not quite so obvious, but he teaches us nonetheless. And he wants to teach us to live like kings and like queens and like princesses and princes because we are a royal family. We've been adopted into God's family, and he is the king of all that is. Isn't that a wonderful thing? God asks us to come close to him and to be his favorite children, and he adopts us into his family. Lord God, thank you for your wonderful world. Thank you for calling us to be close to you, for adopting us to be your children. Thank you for all of your love, Lord. Thank you for your corrections, even when they are painful. You are always good, and you always want to show us your most excellent way. You want to help us to represent you and show the world who you are and how wonderful it is to be your children. Thank you, because it is wonderful being your child. You are such a good father, and you're such a good brother in Jesus Christ. Thank you for all of your love. Thank you for our family, who remind us, each one reminds us to be your children and to live more excellently for you and to represent you better. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.